Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm about King Henry VIII.
Ooh, history.
First of all, I always enjoy having some sort of context for a historical figure. And when I was looking at this subject, it gave stats for how big King Henry VIII was. And so 23-year-old King Henry VIII was 6'1", 32-inch waist, 39-inch chest. So you can imagine with me, 23-year-old King Henry VIII, Keanu Reeves, roughly.
Oh, okay.
So he probably was kind of dreamy at that age.
There you go.
In an English king sort of way. By the time of his death, imagine John Goodman.
Oh, so like John Goodman, not in the good times.
Oh, original Roseanne John Goodman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he was a very big, because there's paintings of him, mm-hmm. and he looks like he was probably a very big man, and then the painter was just being polite.
Right. That's usually,
yeah. You know, he's like, no, you totally look like this.
Yes. Yeah. 6 months after he died in 1547, a full inventory of all of his possessions was commissioned. So that was thousands and thousands of individual items. It included all of his properties and anything he owned. And so some of the funky things, Mental Floss put together an article of interesting things that they found, like purple velvet bagpipes.
Oh,
so great. He was apparently quite a musician, which if you watch the History Channel, you probably already know. He had lots of instruments, but that was the most swagalicious.
That's
one.
Very flamboyant.
Yes. Yeah. That was from his Elton John era. I don't know. He had a cod piece large enough to conceal a weapon. And that was in the era.
But I'm sorry.
Trace's face. There are times when I wish you guys could see us.
There were so many things I wanted to say that I just let go. Okay, so cod piece, yes? Mm-hmm.
Large enough to fit a weapon inside.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That would have been. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should we move on to the mace pistol?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
I had to Google what a mace pistol would look like, because a mace is like half a nunchuck chain and the ball with the spikes on it,
right.
Normally. But a mace pistol looked like, from the pictures, it maybe 18 inches long and mostly what we would imagine a pistol looking like. But on the barrel, huge spikes around the barrel. So like if you failed to hit your shot, you could bludgeon them. That was kind of amazing. He was apparently also very into weapons. Basically, what I got from this is, like, we all think when I win my million or my 10 million, I'm going to put a fire pole in and I'm going to put a slide in. It seems like he lived that life. Because these all are very, like, he had huge collections of these things. He had a suit of armor with a 51-inch waist, which is in his end-of-life phase when he was older.
Wow, that's like me when I was pregnant.
Yeah. He could have had hidden some babies in there. He owned dozens of dogs in his lifetime, and after his death, more than 60 leashes were found in his wardrobe, which makes him very likable to me. And he had a pet marmoset. It was even painted with him decades later. And the best thing is that he had cat armor, and it's also the saddest thing because he actually did not have any cat armor. That was what originated this whole thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, Henry VIII had cat armor. That is so great. He did not, you guys. It was probably some high school project to make a thing, and it's attributed, and I saw it on Facebook, and I was so excited for a minute.
See, but this is this is important because then it's about, you know, double checking your sources.
That's right.
And I'm very disappointed that he didn't have cat armor.
But imagine him with his 60 dogs over his lifetime. And
I'm imagining him with his giant cod piece, his purple bagpipes, his marmoset on his shoulder.
Yes. A horde of dogs and
a mace pistol. I bet you his bedroom smelled like corn chips.
Probably.
All those dogs?
Yeah. Yes. He even had a polar bear at one point.
What?
And it was leashed so that it was a long enough leash that it could go down and drink from the River Thames. It was by the Tower of London. It was housed in the tower. Yeah.
How did he even get a polar bear?
Hard to say.
That sounds terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's my...
Wow.
Among the amazing things of King Henry VIII's possessions. That's my brainstorm.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook and on Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. You're going to definitely have to post on Instagram a couple of pictures of his possessions, if you can.
The fake cat armor.
Oh, yeah. Amy and I will catch you next time with more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.